And welcome to TTELT, Teaching Tips for English Language Teachers, a program of educators worldwide. I'm your host today, Melanie Gobert. Hello, everyone. Welcome to today's episode of TTELT, Teaching Tips for English Language Teachers, a program of educators worldwide. Joining us today is Mrs. Ruba Al-Sadi. She's the manager of EduThink, a training and consultation center in Jordan. The topic of our interview today is Be Cute, Connect, Understand, Teach, and Educate. Over to you, Ruba.
Thank you so much, Dr. Melanie. It's my pleasure meeting you and being with you.
Thank you.
Yeah. So first of all, as an expertise in education for more than 27 years, working as teacher, supervisor, mentor, developer, trainer, and consultant, actually I have found that social emotional skills are the really very, very important to highlight in education, since it might be done not explicitly. So the title of my topic today is about Be Cute. So cute means, as you have mentioned, I am highlighting the side of the character of the teacher. It's not only about his knowledge. It's not only about what he's going to teach. It's how to reach the hearts and minds of the students. So to begin with, in order to find yourself a perfect person in education, you need to love three things. Love yourself first as a teacher, because not most people find it easy to accept the idea that I am a teacher. You have to be proud of being a teacher. Love your job, love your students, and of course, all of these will make you feel relaxed and comfortable in your career. So to begin with, I would like to say that before teaching and educating students, we need to cultivate so that we can reach to the harvest. By cultivating, I mean the C, which is connecting and understanding. Connecting and understanding students' minds, how they think, how they grow, how they understand. What are their interests? How are they going to be in the future? All of these will pave the path for me to reach what I really want. So CEL have three, four, five. Yeah, they are five core competencies. All of them are related to education. All of them are related to humanity, beginning with self-awareness, self-management, social awareness, relationship skills, and finally, the responsible decision-making. So I'm going to do it step-by-step after your questions, if you have any.
Well, how can we integrate CEL in classes? Can you give me some examples?
Yes, of course. Actually, after mentioning the five core competencies of CEL, we can find one by one, okay? Through the self-awareness, I will integrate it in the speaking classes and conversation by the self-confidence core skill. Whenever you find yourself, you know, I know what I am feeling about, I am aware of my feelings, then I will be really self-confident because I know where am I, why am I dealing with my teacher, my environment in this way? So in the speaking classes, self-awareness is very, very, very clear. In self-management, I can find that I can set my goal very clearly. So setting the goal in the English classes, what am I going to write about? What is the topic sentence of this answer? What is the main idea of this reading comprehension? So setting the goal means that my mindset will be clear to absorb and acquire knowledge. By social awareness, of course, which is really the part that I am interested most, it is empathy and respect. Without empathy and respect, you will find it difficult to connect with friends. So you will start asking yourself in teamwork, of course, and in communication, in even in writing and reading, in discussion, I will find myself asking, I wonder how that made me feel. So then I will feel with others and accept them and respect their ideas in debating, in discussion, in projects. Projects for project-based learning basically are the higher level of achieving students' performance in classes. Number four, in the relationship skills, I will integrate it in the teamwork. We will find that students are not away from teamwork. Teamwork is everywhere. Teamwork in classes, teamwork in projects, teamwork in all activities. So by feeling this, I have to know that I might disagree with you, but I have my own mindset. I have my own point of view. I can explain my point of view. So in the projects, in the team working, in the group working, in the collaborative working, cooperative working, all of these will be integrated in the relationship skills inside the classroom. And finally, which is very, very important, which is the responsible decision making. By this, I will teach my students to reflect. I will teach my students to identify the problem. So after taking the exams, for example, after taking the assessment, after evaluating my students, I will find that the students, some of them are very much aware and responsible. You know, why have I got this mark? Why have I done this mistake or committed this mistake, or for example? So they will start identifying their problem. What is the problem? And then after that, they will sit. They will have time for reflection. I will teach them to reflect, because nothing will become better without the time of reflection. So by this, I can integrate the social emotional skills or learning skills in my English classes. And finally, they will start asking themselves, is it worth paying more time or paying more attention to this point, for example? Is it worth to be worried about this and so on? Will this help me or not? So all of these are integrated in all my classes. Either they are reading, writing, discussion, projects, debating, even in the assessment and the test papers.
Okay, how can CEL shape our students' personality for the future job and social life requirements?
Yeah, exactly. Our target as educators, of course, are the targets, not target, is to find this responsible citizen, this responsible human being for whatever he is doing. So number one, he will develop his identity. He will find himself the best version of himself. He will never accept himself as it is, regardless of the marks that he got at school. No, I would love to be better than this. Number two, he will start managing his emotions. He will start controlling his reactions and facial expressions. Through the role play, for example, he will find himself overreacting maybe, or he's overdoing the things. So by regulating his emotions step by step, he will find himself that I can control it. Number three, he will start achieving his personal and his collective goals. By setting his goal, I have a kind of goal. I have something in my mind. I will work on it. I will work step by step till I reach what I want. Number four, of course, which is very important, he will start feel and show empathy. It's not only about feeling. Feeling is for himself. He will develop his own identity. But showing empathy, this will lead him to build a very good relationship with his environment, because he will never stand alone through his community at college or even at workplace, okay? And number five, he will start establishing and maintaining the supportive relationships. We don't want only to establish relationships, we want to maintain them. We have many relationships that start, maybe last for a couple of hours, maybe a couple of months, couple of years, but we really want them to be maintained for good, if possible, of course. So this is number five. And number six, which is very important, to make responsible decision. He will find himself, I am responsible for the consequences of my decision. The consequences of even wearing a jacket or not, even eating this or not, saying this word or not, saying yes or not, saying yes or no. So all of these will shape the student's mind, because he's not a student anymore. He is the best version of himself as a human being. By this, I think that cell will shape the personality of our students in the future for the job and for the community.
Okay, thank you very much, Ruba. Thank you for joining us today for TTELT, Teaching Tips for English Language Teachers, a program brought to you by educators worldwide. This has been your host, Melanie Gobert. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Dr. Melanie. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us today. Share with us how you are using these tips. Leave us a comment or voice message on social media or at ttelt.org. Thanks for joining this episode of TTELT, brought to you by educators worldwide. Follow, like, and subscribe to TTELT on your social media, and try a new teaching tip today.